This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, with Thanksgiving being only a week away, I thought it'd be a good time to talk about turkeys. You don't hear about turkey farms too often in the WSMI listening area, but one family has been in the turkey business for over 60 years. Bussman's Turkey Farm is a family-run business in Macoupin County, and it might be a good option for your Thanksgiving meal if you're looking for a turkey that's fresh and local. This morning, we're going to hear my interview with Craig Bussman and his son, Michael.
My dad started in 1955, and then my mother started raising turkeys, and he wanted something to do. So I think the first year, he started with 50 turkeys and dressed probably 48 out of 50, and then each year increased it by 50, and at one time it was up to 1,500 a year we dressed for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Did your dad have any sort of farming background, or was this just kind of a jump into something new?
No, my mom and dad both had lived on dairy farms and had dairy, and they were both lived off the farm, so they were familiar with it. And my dad had a small farm, so he wanted something to do here, and he thought turkeys would be a good thing to do, so fresh turkeys for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Well, and I guess it would be good to have you tell us where you're located. I said Macoupin County, but a little more detail on that.
We're located on Route 4 between Gillespie and Bunneld. We have a sign up by the highway. We've been here for since 1948 when my parents bought the farm, so it's a small farm. When my dad started, there was a lot of small farms, so through the years, the small farms have gone by the wayside. We're a state-inspected plant. We're a type 1. We do sell retail to stores. I took that on when I took the business over in 1981. I got a state license, so I've been state inspected since that time. We have an inspector here all the days we dress. They check all the product when we're dressing, so they're here.
Let's talk a little bit more about what you called dressing the turkeys, because I'm sure there are several steps that go into taking them out of the pen and getting them ready for a Thanksgiving dinner. So we'll just start at the beginning and have you walk us through it.
We go out in the shed, get the turkeys. We have a cart. We bring them into the building. We stun them, which is a humane way of processing them. And then we let them bleed. And then after probably 7-8 minutes, we throw them in a scalder for 60 seconds. And the turkeys are scalded. And then we throw them in a picker for about 32 seconds. The feathers are picked off. And then when the turkey comes out of the picker, we hang it up. We go over the pick up the pin feathers and stuff out. We singed the bird. My dad always believed that. When we started doing the turkeys, they told us we didn't have to do that. And my dad said there'd be no way we'd sell the turkeys without singeing the bird. So we singed the bird, and then we have another part of the room we go into where the ladies eviscerate the turkey, clean it out, and go through that. And then the other side of the table, we have ladies that go over and pick all the pin feathers out. And once the turkey is clean, it's flushed, and then we put it in an ice bath to reach 40 degrees within 8 hours. Then we can bag the bird.
So I'm assuming your busy time of the year is right now around Thanksgiving and then Christmas. So do you have part-time employees that you bring in, the part-time help? How many people does it take for this process to happen?
Oh, we have a few people we hire for a couple days, probably 4 or 5 days. I usually have people have helped me for several years that like doing this kind of work. It's kind of hard to find people to do it, but I have people that like doing it. So they're more than welcome to come help, and they do, and they like doing it. So that's a good thing. You always worry about help, but the four of my mom and dad and my sister and I used to do it all. They're not available much anymore, so we do have a few people to help us. My family helps too, my son and my wife and my daughters when they're home, so we all pitch in and help.
Sure, that's a story I hear out of a lot of farming operations, and I imagine all the help you can get this time of year, you'll take it. Now, as far as the quality of the turkeys, fresh, frozen, what do they look like?
Turkeys are all fresh. We don't freeze them. We'll dress them probably a couple days before the consumer picks them up. We keep them about 36 degrees in the cooler. They're never frozen. Fresh, I think, is the best way to go. You freeze it, you kill the taste. People want them frozen, yeah, we can freeze them. But majority want them fresh, and we try to serve them that way. And we do have turkeys for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Christmas market's not as big as Thanksgiving, but they're always fresh.
And still taking orders now for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we're still taking orders. We have some left. We always try to get a few more each year, try to keep the orders. Some years we run out. So, yeah, we're still taking orders, probably take them until this weekend until we get our final count. And there's just so many turkeys we can do in a couple days. So that'll probably limit us what we can do.
Understandable. I want to talk a little bit more about raising the turkeys. You had mentioned to me you purchase them when they're a day old. And so obviously they're older than that now when they're ready for market, so to say. What goes into raising them?
We buy the turkeys a day old. We get them from a hatchery in Michigan, Janssen's Hatchery in Zeeland, Michigan. We bought birds from them since my dad started. It's a family-run hatchery. I think they got bought out a couple years ago, but the original family's still there. And usually they bring our birds down in the truck. They'll have 40,000 turkeys, and they'll have our 900 or 800 turkeys in the back. If it's real hot out, we got to meet them like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning up by Chicago I-80. Then we'll come back, and we're usually back here by 6 or 7 o'clock. And we got to keep them about 100 degrees the first 2 weeks, keep them warm. A couple years it's been cool in July, so that's been kind of a battle, keeping them warm. But we have on our brooders. We give them water in their feed. We give them crumbles. And then we keep them on the brooders for at least 2 or 3 weeks. And then when they start putting feathers out, we have a little cardboard wall around the brooder. Then we leave them run over the whole building. And then we leave the brooders on, so if they want to eat the brooders, they can get warm. If not, they can go away from the brooders.
And you said you feed them crumbles. What's the crumbles made of?
It's just the regular feed. It's just like a crumble. It's for the so they can eat it. It's real fine.
Corn, soybeans.
Yeah, it's probably a mixture of that. It's like a little starter feed. And then we'll do that for probably the first month. And then when they get bigger, we'll have the regular feed brought in and give them that.
And you have other parts of your farm than just the turkeys, but you are certified organic. Maybe explain that a little bit.
The farm certified organic. I never did do the turkeys because the cost involved, the price, they're very, very expensive. We kept the turkeys conventional, but the farm is certified organic, and so is my other farm. We didn't think the price, what they charge, we could, you know, would work. I've had people ask me to do it, but I just haven't had time to do it. Maybe later on we might try to do that, but I've been certified organic since 2001, and I started that farming, and first started here at the turkey farm, and I had another farm west of town, and I did parts of that. I had whole farm certified by 2007.
Although the turkeys aren't labeled as certified organic, the way you raise them is very similar.
Well, it would be if we put them out on range. We don't have them on range. We just kept them in a building. I'm not set up to do that. We can put them pasture. You could do it that way. But working full-time and doing other things, I just haven't done it that way. But eventually we look at it. We might do it later on.
Hopes to continue the turkey farm into the next generation. I know we're going to be talking with your son here in just a minute. But plans for the future?
We'll see if they want to be interested in it. You know, it's my mom and I have done, and my wife had done this the last 30 years. So we'll see if the kids, if they want to do it or not. You know, a lot of kids don't like to do this stuff. So it's challenging. There's always regulations we go by, you know, we're respected all the time. And there's things we got to improve on and keep up with everything. And it's hard for the small operators to compete with the big ones. That's just the way it is.
I think there are probably fellow farmers listening to this, and they can relate if they're a smaller operation. Now we're going to talk with your son, Michael. Michael, I know your dad mentioned you guys help out a little bit around here. There's another part of the farming operation that you're going to be expanding soon. But just tell us a little bit about you. Are you still in college, graduated? Just a little bit about yourself.
My name is Michael Blessman. I just graduated college just this spring. The thing we're expanding on our farm is we're going to introduce organic grass-fed cattle. And I actually got the idea in my entrepreneurship class with Dr. Carner at Westminster College. And I really, really grew the idea and really saw the possibility of it. And we're actually implementing it this year. We actually got the cows a few weeks ago, and we plan on processing them in a year, and it's pretty exciting.
Very exciting to be expanding and trying something new. You have a specific breed of cattle that you have, crossbred? What do you have?
We have Black Angus and Murray Gray. Later on, we might get Red Angus, but we're starting out with those two now.
Now, to be an organic beef farm, talk a little bit about what the cattle eats. How is this different than a conventional farm?
The cow just eats the organic grass in its paddock. We'll feed it hay during the winter that we process earlier in the summer that's from the same grass that they are eating off of now. And we'll feed that over the winter until it's springtime again. There's no corn fed. We're just going to do pure grass fed. And we have it certified organic. My dad's farm's been certified organic for a couple years now, and we feel like that would be probably the best way to do it.
Any plans in the future possibly to sell freezer beef, or are you just going to be taking them to market and selling them that way, or thoughts there?
Depending on the market and how we receive the demand and how we actually decide to sell them, I feel like we could do freezer, but it's just too early to tell.
Sure. Understandable. Well, Michael, great to talk with you. Craig, also, anything that I have missed or failed to ask that you guys would like to mention?
We appreciate you talking to us and get a view of the small farmer. I think there's maybe one other organic farmer in the county that owns land, but we farm all our own land. It's all certified organic. We enjoy doing that. There's the only way I could stay in farming. So it's a lot more work, but I enjoy doing it.
And once again, that was Craig and Michael Bussman of Bussman's Turkey Farm in Gillespie. And if you'd like to place an order for a fresh turkey, you can give them a call at 217-839-2415. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.